Hello, I'm Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. Today, our guest is Scott Stanfield from Vertigo Software. Scott has been a guest for a long time, many years on the program. So, Scott, thank you so much for coming.
Great, thanks for having me back.
Everyone knows you, or your company, rather, the brilliant people in your company, for the work you do in Silverlight streaming of sports.
Yeah.
Specifically Sunday Night Football, but there's been Olympics and things like that. Can you just get us up to date on that?
Kentucky Derby, Wimbledon, and we have a great relationship with NBC. And they use a player framework that we built around Microsoft Silverlight. And it's so ideally suited for live sporting events. And so it's being used. In fact, I got a little story. My neighbor runs a rugby pub. It's two blocks from our office.
So up in Northern California.
Yeah, yes. Up in Northern California. And we don't have rugby pubs. I mean, so he came over and said, Scott, the Rugby World Cup, which is going on right now during build.
Yes, it is.
Said, I'm paying for it. It's Universal Sports. Can you help me figure out how to get a signal from this laptop to this TV at the bar? I'm like, I think we wrote that. So to go down, it's right. Rare that we get to see our software used by regular people.
In a consumer space.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not only a consumer, in a bar.
And even better.
So I did a little consulting gig for the price of a beer. So
I walked in. Personally did it, not the brilliant people that work for you.
Well, they were working.
Yeah, all right. Good. So you mentioned the build thing. We're here at Build. And we've been in HTML5 hysteria for a long time.
Yeah, 2 years.
You're one of the champions of HTML5. You were lecturing me on HTML5 easily 2 years ago. I found it interesting when I read your comments about there's some pretty sophisticated engineering that you guys and the Silverlight team do in streaming these live sports
right. That
you just can't do in HTML5.
No. We talk, people, when you think broadly about HTML5, you think about features like canvas, audio, and video. So then you think, well, there's video in HTML5. I should be able to do this in HTML5. The video portion alone of HTML5 is very convoluted around the story of codecs and different browser implementations. It's just not ready for what we need to do. You need a plugin. You either need Silverlight or Flash.
For the primetime stuff.
For anything live. And frankly, if you want any kind of progressive streaming, you really do need a plugin right now. So there are cases where Silverlight is still really, really well suited for that.
That was what I was trying to get you to say.
Yeah.
But HTML5.
Well, it's catching
there
up.
There is a bold promise here, and it is pretty exciting. And I got to tell you, and we've already talked about this, the seeing Blend produce HTML5 apps in that keynote.
Yeah.
That was pretty exciting.
That was a surprise. One of the criticisms around any of the vendors really going forward with HTML5, like Microsoft, the people that not only create the browsers, but create the tooling around it, well, there was no tools. So how do you get people working in HTML5 if all they have is Notepad? And to see a design surface like Blend come out to make it so you can easily, I mean, it's a really good tool for XAML. It's the only tool for XAML.
Yeah.
So we're using it, it's installed. And to see that we can now use some of the same tooling for HTML5, it's great.
Yes, and at the same time, in the WinRT in Windows 8, we can do our HTML5 apps, which we just talked about, but we still have the XAML-y thing that is amazingly similar to Silverlight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all kind of new to this, too. It's only been a couple of days, and it's my head's spinning. I mean, there's Windows Server 8 announcements, Visual Studio 2011. It's and Windows 8, so there's a lot to keep track of.
And so what? And then we keep the C++ people happy too. So this WinRT thing is a kind of a three-headed monster right now.
Yeah,
a lot of bold promise. I'd be curious to hear how you see your customers, the Vertigo customers, which way they're going to go on this, because we now have three ways. You know, solution architecture. We always joke about this is actually getting more difficult. You would think it would
used
get
to be
easier.
Easy. Well, yeah. Now we're going to date ourselves. I mean, it used to be. In 1990, you could print out Windows.h. It's a big fat printout. That's all you needed.
Right.
That, the Charles Petzold book. And now, I mean, now you're trying to figure out what language do I use, what library, what development paradigm. I think it's going to become clearer over the next few months about what is going to give you the best performance. To me, it's a yield curve of what's the best developer productivity over performance, the end user perceived performance. If you do everything in a scripting language that ultimately doesn't give you the end user performance, what do they call that, fluidity, or like, you know, 60 frames per second kind of animation. If things are slow, then maybe you chose the wrong tool. And I'm talking kind of about consumer experiences here, but we have so many choices now of what to go with. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't think our customers just might come to us and say, when do we start with Windows 8? we saw these great announcements. I hope to be answering the phone a lot and start picking up some new Windows 8 work because it looks exciting.
I think we're all confident you will.
Yes.
And I totally appreciate your insight here. Very relevant and very exciting times. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for watching.